ॐ जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोः श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः। ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरिः। ॐ
ॐ मे ब्रह्मन् प्रोटेक्ट अस बोथ। May Brahman bestow upon us both the fruit of knowledge. May we both obtain the energy to acquire knowledge. May what we both study reveal the truth. May we cherish no ill feeling toward each other. Om, peace, peace, peace be unto all.
So we are studying the Brahmananda Valli section 2 of the Taittiriya Upanishad. In our last class, we have been studying the Pranamaya Kosha, the sheath of the vital breath. Just to recollect what we have discussed. Anadvai prajaha prajayante yahkascha prithivigum shritaha atho annena ivajivanti athainam atha ena api yantyantataha. From food, verily, are produced all creatures whatsoever dwell on earth. By food alone, furthermore, do they live. And to food, in the end, do they return. Just as a pot made of clay originates from the clay, exists in the clay, and returns to the clay even after it is broken, like that, the physical body is fundamentally nothing but food. Because we have to remember again and again, whatever is the cause, alone is the effect. Every effect is nothing but the cause. Again, to keep in our minds, let there be a billion different types of ornaments made up of gold, but they are nothing but gold. There is only one object called gold, and in Sanskrit, very interestingly, this is called vastu. And Shankaracharya uses that word vastu, yaya vastu upalabhyate, by whatever manner. We should know that vastu. And to know a vastu, an object, is to become that object. Even in our normal process of knowledge, when I am thinking about a, let us say, a tree, for the time being, I become a tree. And that is called vritti, that is called knowledge. The knowledge of the tree completely identifies with myself. So, for the time being, I become the tree. Only we don't say, I have become the tree. We say, I know the tree. Whenever we use that expression, I know, we have to understand, I have become that object. Supposing I do not become that object. I may be looking at it, smelling it, listening to it, but I am not paying attention until that vritti or thought that I am hearing this person speaking, I am seeing a tree, I am smelling a fragrant flower or even incense stick, I will have no knowledge. The moment the thought, the mind means thoughts, take the shape. I know. That means I have become identified with the object. But what to speak of Brahman? As Shankara says, yaya tadvastu upalabhyate. A person may go whole life, may do japa, may do meditation, may study the scriptures, may go on pilgrimage, may do all the good works, more than what even the scriptures recommend, until he obtains that vastu. He knows that I am the vastu. They are all not, they may be helpful, but the person has not really achieved any true knowledge. So that is why beautiful, mellifluous Sanskrit, Shankaracharya expresses especially that marvelous, incomparable book called Viveka Chudamani. That is the best book if we want to understand these beautiful, helpful, self-help suggestions by any book. That is one book, Viveka Chudamani. Now, coming back, this Taittiriya Upanishad, first of all, in the second chapter, says that you are Brahman. When you know you are Brahman, you will enjoy everything. There is nothing that remains unfulfilled. So, along with Brahman, Brahmana Saha Samashnute, but Saha means I am eating, you are also eating, both of us are eating. We should never misunderstand that way. Brahmana Saha means having identified oneself with Brahman, that person enjoys. Brahman means everything, enjoys everything. So, becoming one with everything is called the Ananda. That is called Brahmananda. That is why this is called Anandavalli, Brahmanandavalli. So, in this Pranamaya Kosha, how to attain that? Through transcending from wherever we are. And where are we? At the very ground level, bottom. And what is that bottom? Annamaya Kosha. And in that Annamaya Kosha also, there are different layers. And where are we? At the lowest part of the Annamaya Kosha. What is the lowest part of the Annamaya Kosha? It is to identify ourselves with what belongs to us. For example, if someone is attached to money, the person knows very well, I am not the money, or attached to a car. He knows better than anybody, I am not the car, or attached to a house. He knows best, I am not the house. And yet, if some threat comes, you give up your money, give up your car, give up your building, give up your business. That is what the mafia usually does. So if you don't give up, we will kill you. How many people have been killed? Why were they killed? Because they could not give up that identity with money, with car, with house, with purse, etc. That is the lowest level. Slightly better than that level is called Annamaya Kosha. That is pure identity with this physical body. As we have seen in the Chandogya Upanishad, Virochana, as soon as he heard whatever you see as reflected in a pool of water or in a mirror, that is you. What do we get reflected? Our own physical body. So he was satisfied and no more desire to know whether this is Atman or not. He went back, he preached. This is also one of the greatest attachments. Body is the greatest attachment. Even highly advanced spiritual souls sometimes fall for, maybe a man falls for a woman, or for money, or for name and fame, honor and reputation, any one of these things. Then, if a person is a little more intelligent, and it will come to everybody without exception, the next stage will be Pranamaya Kosha. If we take the three body example, so when a person gets rid of his attachment to the sthula sarira, gross body, then only he will be able to go to the sukshma sarira. But even in this process of Annamaya Kosha, there are two levels are there. One level is to be identified with one's own individual body and not care for anybody else. That is the first level, worst level, lowest level. Higher than that is, okay, he rises above his individuality. Still, he is identified with the body. But now, he is identified with others also. Simple example, before marriage, every man, every woman is identified with his or her own body. As soon as they get married, they become identified with each other. Both of them become identified with each other. And as soon as children start arriving, then their identity. So you see, first one individual, then two individuals, then as many children, so many individuals. Maybe there are very close friends, but nothing like one's own body, nothing like one's own family. Usually, getting out of this attachment to the individual body stops with the family, and that too with some discrimination. But if any person advances in spiritual life, then he considers himself as the same self with everybody else, including a dog. If you remember, Namadeva carried a pot of Ganges water from Varanasi to Rameshwaram, and there is a belief that one should carry Ganges water and then with that water bathe Lord Rameshwara. Then only the result will be 100%. So many pilgrims were there. They used to travel together. So as soon as they reached the outskirts of the temple at Rameshwaram, everybody hurried inside the temple or were hurrying, and Namadeva saw a donkey dying of thirst, and he had this Ganges water. Immediately he ran there and he made the donkey drink. Everybody was discouraging. All your punya, virtue will disappear. But he said, no, I see Lord Shiva here, living Lord Shiva, so I am feeding. Will he get? The question should not be asked. Not that whether he gets or not. He already got. He was able to see the Divine Lord. That is to say, as soon as we start identifying with the larger whole, already we are identifying with a greater principle which is called God. So, slowly it has to be expanded, and that is the purpose of this Panchakosha Prakriya or the process. First we identify with our individual body. Then we consider this individual body as holy, as pure, as a temple of God, and that we should not forget. This is not my body, this is God's body, and God is within everyone. And then slowly proceed forward to actually transform one's life in accordance with that knowledge, and that is called the mergence, the unity of the individual with the universal, vyasti and samashti. So, when a person practices this Anna Brahma Upasana, he becomes identified with this entire world. So, another point to be noted down here is, so what is the reality for such a person, for all of us? Our body is the reality. But for a spiritually advanced person, also body is reality, the external world is the reality, but not one particular body, but everybody. That is the difference between everybody is God, everybody's body is God, and therefore any distress a person sees anywhere, he experiences it as his own. Like Swami Vivekananda identified himself with all the people who were suffering so much when there was earthquake in what we call modern Turkey. So, this will be our universal experience if we are practicing spiritual disciplines. So, Annamaya Kosha becomes Atma, and along with that, everybody becomes an Atma. So, that is how we have to look upon the whole universe, physical universe, external universe, as a manifestation of God. But that is only we climbed from the ground to the very first step. What is the first step? To identify with Virat Brahma, universal Brahma. Virat means the entire external creation. And how is it to be done? Because the entire external world, even though it is a resultant of the five elements, but mostly what is appearing outside as very gross is called Prithvi Tattva, the element called earth. Earth in this Taittiriya Upanishad is called Annam. That is what he wants to say. Everything comes from the earth. Everything is a product of earth. Everything is sustained by earth. Everything goes back to earth. When a Christian dies, the funeral prayer will be dust unto dust. That is what they mean, that you have, God has created this dust and it belongs to God. It is God, and again it is sustained by God and it returns back to God. This is the law. Every cause produces an effect, sustains the effect and takes it back. The whole world is nothing but the cause, and that cause is called Prithvi. Herein it is called Annam. Simple. Annadvai prajaha prajayante. So from food verily are produced all creatures whatsoever. Creatures we should understand in a larger sense. Creatures means not only living creatures, not only human beings, everything. So a tree is our brother or sister. That's what Saint Francis used to call, I don't know exact words, but about birds, sister birds. So everything is sister, everything is a brother, everything is Atman, what is called Prapancha Annarupena Atman. That is what it says. And every creature originates from Annam, and every creature is sustained so long as life is there. Life is maintained only because of Annam. And in the end, they merge themselves into Annam. So, from food verily are produced all creatures whatsoever dwell on earth. And by food alone, furthermore, do they live or are sustained. And unto food in the end, do they return. So, this example, any number of ornaments made out of gold. What is the point to be remembered? An ornament is not an object. An ornament is nothing but whatever metal it is made up of. In this case, gold is the only object. It is whatever is the weight of the gold, that is the weight of the ornament. There is no second object. Then what is an ornament? Same gold without any shape, namarupa, is called gold. Same gold with a particular shape, a particular name, a particular purpose, that is called an ornament. It could be an earring, nose ring, or it could be a bangle, or it could be something that is worn around the legs. In India, when dancing is done, many ladies wear, ladies and gents also, whoever is dancing, they put on, that is called nupura, anklets, or it could be a necklace. It is nothing but gold, if it is made out of gold, but with a form, a name, and a purpose. And so, there is no difference between an amoeba and the highest evolved human body, or a mountain, Himalayas mountain. Then, the Upanishad proceeds. How are the products sustained by Annam? Annam hi bhutanam jeshtam. Food alone is the eldest of all beings, and therefore it is called the panacea for all. Tasmat sarvaushadam uchyate. In this mantra, the Upanishad is telling us, Annam hi bhutanam jeshtam. Here Annam means the cause, which is the earth. Remember, earth doesn't mean only earth. Earth is most grossest way manifest, but all the other four elements are there. That is why earth is very gross. Water is much more subtle. Fire is even more subtle. Air is even more subtle. Akasha, even the subtlest of all things. So, Prithvi, all creatures are the outcome of this earth, which is called Annam. And this Annam or earth is called Jyeshtam. Jyeshtam means eldest. Here is a peculiar meaning. Eldest means what? Suppose parents give birth to a son and afterwards there will be other children. So they all call him our eldest brother, elder brother, whatever. What does it mean? Jyeshtam means, what does it mean? That which was before we came. So this whole creation, before it came out, what was there? Earth was there. Therefore it is called Jyeshtam. Not only that, the principle is whatever effect, it is sustained by the cause. An ornament, golden ornament, is sustained by gold. A silver ornament is sustained by silver. A pot is sustained by the clay. A furniture, a piece of furniture, is sustained by wood, because it is nothing but wood. Sustaining means what? Like we go to poor houses, taking some food, and we give sustenance to them. No, it is without which one cannot survive. Without gold, an ornament has no existence. Without wood, a furniture has no existence. Without clay, any number of products like pots, small, big, have no existence. And here also, since we are born out of food, not only food, we have to understand food, water, warmth, air or oxygen and space. All these things are necessary. We are sustained by them. Here, for the sake of easier understanding, it is said Annam. Therefore, the Prithvi Devata, she is called the Devata. A cause is called Devata, God or Goddess. So, Annami Bhutanam Jyeshtam. Therefore, it is called Sarva Aushadam. It is the panacea, it is the medicine. What does the medicine do? It removes all disease. And we suffer from regular diseases, which Sri Ramakrishna used to call that by borrowing this body, we are paying rent to Divine Lord, Divine Mother. So what is the sustenance here? What is the medicine? So hunger is the disease, thirst is the disease, cold is the disease, and asthma is a disease, and our legs are not functioning, that is a disease, but there is a medicine. Food is the medicine, water is the medicine, warmth is the medicine, oxygen is the medicine, and movement is the medicine. That is why he said, what makes us function and manifest our potentiality, that is called Jyeshtam Aushadam Uchyate. So, with this, we have to understand derive certain principles. We are coming from Annam. Annam means Prithvi Devata. Whenever the Upanishad uses the word Annam, we have to understand that word Prithvi or the earth. So, when modern science uses the word, this is earth, that is mountain, that's not what we mean. So, the origin of everything that we call in this creation, you can say, for the sake of easier understanding, atoms. Don't go on questioning atoms also, which, whatever it is, for the sake of understanding. So everything comes out of atoms. Here also, great truth is there. It is not that something comes, separates itself from atoms. Certain atoms combined together is called one thing. Certain other atoms combined together is called another thing. Atoms themselves are manifesting as everything in this creation. So, the earth goddess is manifesting herself as this entire physical, external creation, entire creation, discovered, undiscovered, etc. So, and it is also sustaining. Sustaining means not only eating. So, if the Himalayas is sustained by earth, that means it is supporting also. So, this Prithvi Devata are the grossest of the five elements. That is Annamaya Kosha, and it has got certain special powers, glories. What are the glories? First of all, it takes the name Karanatvam. It is the, Anna is the cause. Everything is the effect. Second is Brahmatvam. That is, just like gold pervades the entire ornament, big or small, just as wood pervades every piece of furniture made of wood, just as earth pervades small or big pot, whatever is made out of pot, and nothing else. That is called Brahmatvam, all pervasiveness. The material cause pervades all the effects. Therefore, it is called Anna Brahma, Prithvi Brahma. We discussed just now Jeshtatvam. That is, first it was there, then only we or the entire creation has come out. That is called the primacy or eldest. The cause must exist. Without cause, there can be no effect. So, Anna existed before the birth of any individual. Therefore, everything is Annamaya Atma. And it is Sarva Aushadam. Aushadam means that which cures a disease. And then, whatever is the effect, it not only originates from the cause, is continuously is supported by the cause. And it will, upon disintegration, goes back into its cause. So, supposing there is a house made up of bricks, glass, nails, or iron, rods, etc. And if the house is demolished, the iron goes into the iron, the glass goes into the glass, and the wood goes into the wood, and the bricks, etc., go into the process. The whole thing is a cyclical process, and which is beautifully called Brahma Chakram. So, this is how we have to do the Upasana. There is no difference. I have come from food, I am sustained by food, and I go back to food. You also are originating from food, sustained by food, go back to food. Living, non-living, mountains, rivers, earth, forests, all living creatures, everything goes back to that original cause. And that is what is being said. That original cause is called Brahman. So, do not simply say that I alone am Brahman. But first you should realize, I as a separate individual do not exist. I am but a product. And the cause of my production is Annam. Here Annam means earth. And that process we have to take. So, earth is an effect. It goes back into waters, etc. Finally, it reaches Atman. That is why everybody is none other than pure Brahman. So, the goal is to go on contemplating upon this truth and slowly transform our life, behave accordingly, seeing God everywhere. If we can do that, then we obtain the result of this contemplation. This is called Anna Brahma Upasana. Two types of results are posited. Those who have got still some more desires through this contemplation of Anna Brahma. So the Upanishad tells he gets Annam. Annam means what? Not only eatable food, that his whole life becomes a mart of joy. Whatever he sees gives greatest joy. Whatever he smells, whatever he tastes, whatever he hears, and whatever he touches, everything becomes, the whole earth becomes paradise in his mind because of this Anna Brahma Upasana. So that is the result for those whose minds are not completely pure and who are not that pure, those who do not want to have liberation but higher enjoyment, for them this result will come. These are called Sakama Upasakas. But if they are Nishkama Upasakas, and who can become Nishkama Upasana Upasakas? Only those who have done this many times and they have enjoyed, and now they understand this going and coming. Kshine Punye మర్త్యలోకం విశంతి ఏవం త్రయీ ధర్మం అనుప్రపన్నా. సో ఇన్ ది భగవద్గీత విషే యు అర్న్ సమ్ వర్చ్యూ పుణ్యం, యు గో టు హయ్యర్ లోక. రిమెంబర్ హయ్యర్ లోక మీన్స్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఆఫ్ హయ్యర్ హ్యాపీనెస్. దెర్ ఈజ్ నో అదర్ జియోగ్రఫికల్ లొకేషన్. యువర్ మైండ్ వెన్ ఇట్ అటైన్స్ అప్రోచెస్ నియరర్ టు ప్యూర్ కాన్షియస్నెస్, దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ హయ్యర్ లోక. సో ఏ పర్సన్ హూ గోస్ టు ఇంద్రలోక ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్, దట్ మీన్స్ హీజ్ మైండ్ హ్యాస్ బికమ్ లైక్ ఇంద్రాస్ మైండ్ త్రూ కంటెంప్లేషన్ ఆఫ్ ది ఇంద్ర ఇస్ వన్ సెల్ఫ్. దట్ మీన్స్ హిజ్ మైండ్ హెస్ బికమ్ లెస్ ఇంప్యూర్, మోర్ ప్యూర్, మోర్ క్లియర్. సో ఇట్ రిఫ్లెక్ట్స్ మోర్ బ్రహ్మానంద, అబౌట్ విచ్ వీ విల్ సీ లేటర్ ఆన్. సో ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ గోయింగ్ అండ్ కమింగ్. అండ్ ఆర్డినరీ పీపుల్ దే ఆర్ టోల్డ్ యూ గో అండ్ యూ కమ్. సో దెర్ ఈజ్ నో గోయింగ్ అండ్ కమింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ ది కాన్షియస్నెస్ పాయింట్ ఆఫ్ వ్యూ. ఇట్ ఈస్ ఓన్లీ ఇగ్నోరెన్స్ దట్ సేస్ ఐ గో అండ్ ఐ కమ్. టు అండర్స్టాండ్ దిస్ పాయింట్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు ఇమాజిన్ ఎ డ్రీమ్. యూ ఇమాజిన్ యూ వెంట్ టు ఎ ఫస్ట్ క్లాస్ రెస్టారెంట్, యువర్ ఫేవరెట్ ఫుడ్ యూ హ్యావ్ నాట్ ఈటన్ ఫర్ ఎ లాంగ్ టైమ్, అండ్ దే ఆర్ ది బెస్ట్ కుక్స్ ఇన్ ది వరల్డ్ అండ్ యూ ఎంజాయ్ ఇట్. ఈజ్ యువర్ హ్యాపీనెస్ ఆఫ్ ఈటింగ్ దట్ ఫస్ట్ క్లాస్ ఫుడ్ ఇన్ దట్ డ్రీమ్ రెస్టారెంట్, ఈటింగ్ డ్రీమ్ ఫుడ్ బై యూ ఎట్ ది డ్రీమ్ సెల్ఫ్? ఈజ్ ఇట్ ఎనీ లెస్ దెన్ ఫిజికల్లీ గోయింగ్ అండ్ డూయింగ్? దట్ ఈస్ వై ఇట్ ఈస్ సెడ్ మన ఏవ మనుష్యాణం కారణం బంధమోక్షయో. సో హు ఎవర్ డస్ దిస్ ఉపాసన, అండ్ వీఆర్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ దోస్ హు డు నాట్ వాంట్ ది ఫిజికల్ ఎక్స్టర్నల్ లిమిటెడ్ రిజల్ట్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ ఉపాసన, దే ఆర్ కాల్డ్ నిష్కామ. కామ మీన్స్ డిజైర్. దే హ్యావ్ ఓన్లీ వన్ డిజైర్, దే వాంట్ టు బికమ్ లిబరేటెడ్ బై నోయింగ్ ఐఎమ్ బ్రహ్మన్. ఫర్ దెమ్ వాట్ వుడ్ బి ది రిజల్ట్? దోస్ పర్సన్ దే ఆర్ రెడీ టు బి బోర్న్ ఇన్ ఎ పూర్ ఫ్యామిలీ, బట్ ఇన్ ఎ ప్యూర్ ఫ్యామిలీ, ఇన్ ఎ స్పిరిచువల్ ఫ్యామిలీ. సో దట్ ఈస్ వై ఇట్ ఈస్ సెడ్ అథవా యోగినామేవ కులే భవతి ధీమతాం ఏతద్ది దుర్లభతరం లోకే జన్మ యత్ ఈదృశం. సో సమ్ పీపుల్ అన్ఫుల్ఫిల్డ్ విత్ అన్ఫుల్ఫిల్డ్ డిజైర్స్, బట్ దే అరౌండ్ ఇట్ దే ఆర్ బోర్న్ శుచీనాం శ్రీమతాం గేహే యుగభ్రష్టోపి జాయతే. బట్ ఫర్ దోస్ హూ హ్యావ్ రియలైజ్డ్ సమ్ ఆఫ్ దీస్ డిజైర్స్, దే ఆర్ టైర్డ్ ఆఫ్ దోస్ డిజైర్స్ ఆఫ్ కమింగ్ అండ్ గోయింగ్, దెన్ దే సే లెట్ అస్ ప్రోగ్రెస్ ఓన్లీ ఇన్ స్పిరిచువల్ లైఫ్. వీఆర్ రెడీ టు బి బోర్న్ ఇన్ ఎ ప్యూర్ ఫ్యామిలీ, ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ ఇట్ బి వెరీ పూర్ ఫ్యామిలీ, ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ వీఆర్ డిప్రైవ్డ్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ది ఎంజాయబుల్ థింగ్స్. బట్ సచ్ ఎ పర్సన్ దే డు నాట్ సఫర్, దే ఎంజాయ్ హయ్యెస్ట్ జాయ్. స్టడీ ది లైఫ్ ఆఫ్ ఐదర్ శ్రీరామకృష్ణ, ఈవెన్ బెటర్ ఎ లైఫ్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీరామకృష్ణస్ ఫాదర్ క్షుదిరామ్, ఇస్ మదర్ చంద్రమణిదేవి. వీ డోంట్ నో అబౌట్ దేర్ ఆన్సెస్టర్స్, బట్ సచ్ ఎ ట్రెమండస్ పీస్ యూజ్ టు బి ఫిల్డ్ ఇన్ హిస్ ప్రెజెన్స్. పీపుల్ యూస్ టు రన్ టు బోత్ క్షుదిరామ్ అండ్ చంద్రమణిదేవి టు గెట్ ఎ లిటిల్ కన్సోలేషన్. వీ హ్యావ్ టు రికలెక్ట్ దట్. దెన్ వాట్ ఈస్ హ్యాపెనింగ్? సో ఫర్ సచ్ పీపుల్ దెర్ ఈస్ అనదర్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ ఉపాసన. ఓకే, యూ హ్యావ్ రియలైజ్ అన్న బ్రహ్మ, నవ్ యు మస్ట్ రియలైజ్ ప్రాణబ్రహ్మ. వేర్ ఈస్ దిస్ ప్రాణబ్రహ్మ? ఇట్ ఈస్ విదిన్ ది అన్నమయ కోశ, సపరేట్ ఫ్రమ్ అన్నమయ కోశ, సుపీరియర్ టు అన్నమయ కోశ, సట్లర్ దెన్ ది అన్నమయ కోశ. అంటిల్ నౌ బాడీ ఈజ్ గాడ్, గాడ్ ఈజ్ బాడీ. దట్స్ వై వెన్ హిందూస్ గో ఆన్ క్రియేటింగ్ ఎనీ నంబర్ ఆఫ్ హ్యూమన్ బాడీస్, ఈవెన్ యానిమల్ బాడీస్, పీపుల్ డు నాట్ అండర్స్టాండ్ దట్ ఎ పర్సన్ కెనాట్ హ్యావ్ ది ఎనర్జీ, డజంట్ హ్యావ్ ది ఇంటెలిజెన్స్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ గాడ్ నీడ్ నాట్ బి ఏ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్, హీ కెన్ బి ఎనీథింగ్ ఆల్సో. ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ హీఈస్ బియాండ్ ఫారమ్ అండ్ ఆల్సో ఫారమ్లెస్నెస్. బట్ అంటిల్ వీ అండర్స్టాండ్ దట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఫూలిష్ టు డిస్కార్డ్ ఆల్ దోస్ థింగ్స్ సేయింగ్ దట్ దే డు నాట్ ఫుల్ఫిల్. వాట్ ఎవర్ హెల్ప్స్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు టేక్ దట్ హెల్ప్. సో దేర్ ఫార్ దెర్ ఈస్ ఏ అనదర్ కోశ. కోశ మీన్స్ దట్ విచ్ కవర్స్. కోశ మీన్స్ దట్ విచ్ హైడ్స్ ట్రూ రియాలిటీ టు అస్, దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ కోశ. ఎగ్జాంపుల్ గివెన్ ఈజ్ ఎ సోర్డ్ ఈజ్ విదిన్ ది స్కబర్డ్. సో వీఆర్ కవర్డ్ విత్ 5 layers and we are seeing the outermost grossest layer and we are thinking whenever we look into the mirror, oh, that is what me. No, now this person has become sufficiently purified called Chitta Shuddhi through this Upasana, not only Upasana, through this Nishkama Karma, transforming, behaving according to the knowledge that everybody is equal to me, nobody is superior or inferior to me, we are all coming from the same parent, which is Mother Earth. For such people, Chitta Shuddhi, mind has become pure, and because mind has become pure, they could understand that we are all the same. So, that is called identifying oneself with the Virat. Then only his eyes, perception, power of thinking becomes greater. Oh, there seems to be something inside. We will see this, how Bhrigu at first realized Annam Brahmeti Vyajanat. Then after some time, for some time, he was very happy. After some time, he got doubts. But I am still lacking something. And so long as I am lacking, that is not the final goal. So like that, this person who had become an expert, a perfect person in this Upasana, he perceives. And he also has faith in the teachings of the scriptures. There is another subtler layer. I can clearly see it. Now let me identify myself with that kosha. That is called Pranamaya Kosha. That is what in this very first section of the Anandavalli, the Upanishad is trying to tell us. Tasmadva etasmat annarasamaya anyo antara atma pranamaya tena esha purna sava esha purusha vidha eva tasya purusha vidhatam anvayam purusha vidaha tasya prana eva shiraha vyano dakshina pakshaha apana uttara pakshaha akasha atma prithivi pucham pratishtha tadapyesha shloko bhavati. So what happens? The results, sakama upasaka, he attains higher happiness. Nishkama upasaka, his insight opens up and he will try to do now, enter into this pranopasana. So that is what he is telling here. So, tasmadva etasmat anna rasa mayat. Verily, different from this, which consists of the essence of food, but within it is another self, which consists of the vital breath prana. The whole pranamaya kosha is nothing but filled with prana. Just as the body is filled with external elements called atoms, pranamaya kosha is filled with prana. Not only that. So, even in this pranamaya kosha, by this, the former is filled. So, by this pranamaya kosha, former means annamaya kosha, is filled. Just like you see a pot, and in that pot you fill it with water. Water is much subtler than the pot. So, just like that, the whole pranamaya kosha, the second grossest, but less grosser than the annamaya kosha, fills up this annamaya kosha, the outer most layer called this physical body. Within that there is something else is there. That is called pranamaya kosha. And what is it consist of? So it consists of nothing but pure prana. Cosmically, it is called Hiranyagarbha or Sutratma. And individually, it is called prana. And by this prana devata, this former, which means annamaya kosha, is completely filled. Because pranamaya kosha becomes now the cause and annamaya kosha becomes the effect. So, as soon as this happens, as soon as we succeed in identifying slowly with pranamaya kosha, what happens? Two things happen. First thing is that I am the annamaya kosha. I am annabrahma. That is, the reality is pure physical body. That disappears. That atma becomes anatma. But there must be an atma. And so what happens now? Pranamaya Kosha becomes the Atma. I am Prana Brahma. Instead of saying, I am Anna Brahma, which he was telling before, man is telling, person, spiritual aspirant was telling. Now the same person says, I am Prana Brahma. I am nothing but pure Prana. And for the sake of Upasana, remember, this person has scriptural knowledge that you are not Annamaya, you are Pranamaya. He has to do Pranamaya, Prana Brahma Upasana. For that purpose, this Pranamaya Kosha is being now in details being described. So by this, that means by this Prana Brahma, Anna Brahma is filled. This too, that means this Prana Maya Kosha too has the shape of a man, like the human shape of the former. So the sheath of the food is the human shape of the latter. We have seen earlier how this, the left hand is left of the wing, right hand is the right wing, the head is the siraha, and the backbone is the support, and the legs are that which give support to this, or the backbone is the atma, and the legs is the support. We have seen that one exactly in the same way. But what we need to keep in mind, really speaking, when we come to the, from Annamaya to the Pranamaya Kosha, Pranamaya doesn't have any shape, but we cannot contemplate on a shapeless something, like people trying to meditate on Nirakara Brahman. That's not going to happen. It is not helpful. So, Upanishad, out of kindness, says, just as when you were doing Anna Brahma Upasana, you said that this is my head, this is my left, right hand, left hand, my backbone, and or the middle part of the body, and the lower part legs, this is me, complete whole body, just like that, tasya anu, just like that, we have to imagine in the Pranamaya Kosha, Prana Eva Siraha, etc. We are going to read that one. But why this one? For the sake of contemplation, we have to do that. So that is what is going to said. I will read again once more. Tasya Prana Eva Siraha. In this Pranamaya Kosha, Prana. Remember, the entire Pranamaya Kosha is nothing but Prana Brahma. But that Prana Brahma is now divided into five functions. We know prana, apana, vyana, udana, samana. All these five are in combination is called prana brahma. But individually speaking, they are called prana, apana, vyana, udana, and samana. That is going to be described. These five, prana, apana, vyana, udana, samana, are going to be compared to the head, to the right hand, to the left hand, to the middle part of the body, and to the legs. That is what is going. For the sake of contemplation, remember, it is not a fact, but since only Annamaya Kosha has got all these five parts, but all the other koshas, Pranamaya Kosha, Manomaya Kosha, Vijnanamaya Kosha, and Anandamaya Kosha, they do not have any shape, just like water. When water becomes ice, you can make a snowman, you can make shape it in any way you like, if it is frozen water. But as soon as it becomes water, it loses. But then, if you want to think about that water, you pour it a red wine glass, and the water appears like red wine. It is purely for the sake of contemplation only, you have to understand. So what is this? This function called prana is the head, and that particular function called vyana is the right hand, and apana is the left side hand. Akasha, in this case samana function of the prana, is called atma, or the central portion. Prithivi Pucham Pratishta. So, Prithivi, that is the comparable to the tail of a bird here in the human bird shape is the legs, because legs only, you like driver driving the wheel, go to the left, go to the right, etc. So all the five parts of the prana, they are imagined in the shape of a human being. Earlier it is like a bird. And with regard to this, there is one Rig mantra is there, Tadapyesha Shloko Bhavati. Beautiful imagery for the sake of contemplation. What we need to understand is, there is no other way. We have to imagine all this one. The whole pranamaya kosha is nothing but one prana functioning in five different ways. And if the prana doesn't function in this fivefold way, there is no way this physical body, annamaya kosha, is going to be sustained. Same thing we have to understand. Without manomaya kosha, which is within this pranamaya kosha, interior to pranamaya kosha, subtler than the pranamaya kosha, and sustaining, it sustains the pranamaya, that is, the thoughts. Thoughts means knowledge. Knowledge in the form of thoughts sustain the pranamaya kosha, and right understanding sustains the manomaya kosha. Right understanding is called vijnanam. And vijnanam in its turn is sustained by anandamaya kosha. And anandamaya kosha in its turn is sustained by ananda, or what we call pure Brahman, the supreme reality called Brahman. This is how the Taittiriya Upanishad wants to help every spiritual aspirant, how you have to meditate and how we have to slowly progress. These are very, very beautiful thoughts, beautiful ideals. We will slowly understand in our, try to understand from next class onwards. Om Jananim Sharadam Devim Ramakrishnam Jagadgurum Padapadme Tayoh Sritva Pranamami Muhurmuhu. May Sri Ramakrishna, Holy Mother and Swami Vivekananda bless us all with bhakti. Jai Ramakrishna.